right, welcome to the Situation Update for Friday, December 9th, 2022. Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me. We've got three huge stories today. We're going to start with the Brittany Griner prisoner swap with the Merchant of Death arms dealer. That's an interesting story. And why also U.S. Marine Paul Whelan has been left behind in Russia while a pothead Brittany Griner was released from prison. We'll get to that. It's driving people crazy. The power grid sabotage events are increasing now, being reported in Oregon. Of course, the official media narrative is complete fiction. We'll get to that. And also in Nigeria, they're forcing limits on cash withdrawals from ATMs in order to try to push the population there into using the digital currency. So this is a preview of things yet to come in the United States. We've got those three big stories, plus a lot more smaller details and other sort of breaking news items. But let's start with the Brittany Griner prisoner swap. I know a lot of people have sounded off on this. You probably know the basic details of this. So Brittany Griner was arrested, I think, over the summer and was charged and convicted and sent to prison for 9 years in a hard labor camp in Russia. Now, Griner is a women's basketball player who apparently does not like America, walked off the court about the national anthem one time, and apparently uses pot. That's what she was arrested for. And I'm also aware that a lot of people in alternative media believe that she is a he, and that they believe this is a transgender man pretending to be a woman to dominate women's basketball. Of course, we've seen that in other sports like swimming and cycling and, you know, MMA, all kinds of things. But I haven't looked into that. It's not on the top of my research. I could care less. This is not a person that I believe to be worthy of time even researching into that. So I'm just going to call Brittany Griner a she by default, unless I know otherwise. But I just want to let you know a lot of people have different theories on that. But who knows? I guess we'll see. I'm not concerned about Brittany Griner. I'm concerned about Victor Bout, the so-called Merchant of Death, who was released from American prison. He's been there for 12 years. And he was a former Soviet, I think, lieutenant colonel, a prolific arms dealer. He was charged and convicted and was serving a 25-year sentence because he was reportedly involved in selling all kinds of weapons, you know, multiple millions of dollars of weapons that the U.S. State Department said were going to be used against the American people. So why was this guy, who is one of the most valuable players in the international espionage, you know, weapons marketplace ecosystem, why was he traded for a pothead, apparently a lesbian? I'm assuming because the White House says that Brittany Griner is part of the LGBT community. Does that mean she's a lesbian, or was the White House referring to transgenderism? It's not clear to me, but apparently this person is LGBT, uses pot, and is a basketball star in women's basketball. I don't think that this is a wise trade, obviously. And then to have the White House spokeswoman say that Brittany Griner represents, quote, the best of America. I mean, give me a break. What an insult. Brittany Griner, in my opinion, doesn't represent the best of America. It represents a lot of the worst of America, frankly. But that's just my opinion. And by the worst of America, I mean people who don't love America, people who don't recognize the privilege that they have of being born in America, being born with the ability to compete in a sport and to do well in that sport, to be blessed by God with some natural talent, and then what, to take that for granted? No, that's the worst of America. If you don't even love your country, how can you be called the best of the country? It doesn't even make any sense. But, you know, of course, all the values are twisted and upside down these days, so nobody is surprised. But the real question is, why was Victor Bout, the Merchant of Death, released? And here's the answer that you'll never hear in mainstream media. And I was told this by two different sources today, and they didn't give me permission necessarily to mention their names, but they are people who will be talking about this publicly in the days ahead, so you'll see who they are. It's not like they are secret people or anything. These aren't secret sources. But both of them told me that the reason Victor Bout was released is because Joe Biden needs an arms dealer who can offload the tens of billions of dollars in military hardware that has been sent to Ukraine that is largely sitting in warehouses so that it can be sold, and then the profits can be laundered back to the Biden regime, which is a corrupt criminal cartel that just, you know, they did this to Ukraine. They've done this with China. They get kickbacks, money laundering, fraud, you name it. And all this money for Ukraine is just a massive kickback scheme. And how do you convert weapons to cash? Well, you need an international arms dealer. Someone like, oh, Victor Bout, for example, who has all the contacts and all the know-how and knows how to move weapons around Europe and the Middle East and so on. So I'm being told that's what this is. That's why this exchange was made. It had nothing to do with Brittany Griner per se. It had to do with having a cover story to release Victor Bout under certain circumstances where he can go to work for Zelensky and Joe Biden selling Ukrainian weapons sourced from the United States and other countries in order to convert them into cash. And you already know that some of these weapons are showing up in African nations already. Well, that's going to get a lot worse. So these weapons are going to show up all over the world in various conflict regions, and you can bet that Victor Bout is going to be the man handling this. And the people handling him are the same people who handle Joe Biden. Folks, it's all about money. Follow the money, and it answers 90% of your questions. Follow the money. Why do you think they just approved another $37 billion in U.S. Support to Ukraine? Is Ukraine using this over $100 billion now in any meaningful way? And I'm not saying we shouldn't help the people of Ukraine. I'm all for helping the people. I'm all for even helping the frontline soldiers of Ukraine. But that's not where this money is going. The soldiers are still, you know, begging for equipment and first aid gear and ammunition and so on. This money is going to corrupt officials. It's coming from the corrupt U.S. going to the corrupt Zelensky regime. And it's all about money laundering and kickbacks and fraud. It always has been. This has been part of war since war began. And this is exactly what's going on right now. And that explains the release of Victor Bout. Because if this were going to be a legitimate prisoner swap, then U.S. Marine Paul Whelan should have been released. In fact, first, not Brittany Griner. So that tells you everything right there. Now, by the way, let's just suppose that that's not the reason behind this. Just suppose that this arms dealer is not going to be working for Joe Biden, that he's just going to go back to Russia. Well, it's still a horrible trade. I mean, Russia gets an arms dealer, a lieutenant colonel, and America gets a pot user who plays basketball and doesn't like America, apparently. I mean, is that a fair trade, even if it's straight up? No, of course not. The Biden regime is embarrassing at a level that we've never seen before. Just completely embarrassing. All right, let's go on to the next story. From the UK Daily Mail, Portland officials say statewide attacks on electrical substations were deliberate. Seven plants across America are sabotaged amid suspicion. It's a right-wing protest over drag events. Okay, so here's the UK Daily Mail and the entire left-wing media in the United States just weaving a total fabrication. There's no evidence whatsoever that this is any kind of a right-wing action or that it has anything to do with drag events. None whatsoever. You notice that they haven't arrested anybody. They haven't charged anybody. They haven't caught anybody. They haven't found any, you know, notes or threats or anything that says, you know, stop the drag queens or we're going to shoot out the power plants. No, nothing like that. This is completely made up by the media. That is the reasoning behind it or who's to blame for it. Now, I don't doubt that the sabotage is deliberate. That is quite clear. Yeah, somebody is shooting rifles at these substations, which frankly is not that difficult to do since substations are not, you know, hardened. They're not protected. They're kind of right out in the open. This has been a known threat for decades, in fact. I mean, we've talked about this before in the context of China activating its CCP military plants in America to sabotage the power grid on command. In fact, one of my theories I want to mention here is that that could be what this is. We have to consider that possibility. The other theory is that it's the FBI. That's probably the more likely theory. It's just the FBI maybe recruiting people to do this or doing it themselves and then blaming, oh, it's right wingers who don't like drag queens. What does the power grid have to do with drag queens? Nothing. They're just making it up. And the way the media reports this is they say the following. This is from the UK Daily Mail. In total, at least 7 attacks have been recorded in the US in recent weeks. In North Carolina, the FBI is currently investigating if the grid attacks were triggered by opponents of a drag show. It's an if. They're investigating, in other words, whether it might have been caused by opponents of a drag show. Well, that doesn't mean anything. That means they don't have a shred of evidence that it was. You might as well have the FBI investigating whether the grid attacks were carried out by aliens from planet Zagaga or whatever. You know, come on. How is the media even claiming that this has anything to do with right-wingers? Now, just because it was intentional doesn't mean that you automatically know who did it. Yeah, it's intentional. It's rifle fire, apparently, at least from what's being reported. So yeah, that's intentional. Somebody shot rifles at it. But doesn't mean that you know who they are or what their motive was. So the two most likely culprits of this are, again, number one, the FBI itself, because they need a narrative. They need a crisis. They need another excuse to try to, I don't know, mass arrest conservatives or Christians or gun owners or Trump supporters or whoever, MAGA people, whatever. I mean, if anything, it's probably the FBI dressed up as MAGA, wearing, you know, MAGA costumes and using actual FBI sniper rifles out there and FBI issued rounds of ammunition to hit these things. And, oh, it was MAGA. Yeah, really? We don't believe you. We don't believe you. But the other possibility is that it's China. And this is actually the more frightening possibility because, as you know from previous interviews I've done with people like J.R. Nyquist and others, China has pre-positioned not only a whole lot of people, military people, who are pretending to be students, by the way, typically. And some of them have infiltrated corporations, quite a lot. But they've also staged a lot of weapons in the United States. Now, these weapons include long-range capable rifles. And they include mortars and ground-to-air rocket launchers or missiles, I guess you would say. They also include things like full-auto AKs and full-auto AR-15s. And some of those have been intercepted by Customs and Border Protection, CBP. And I've done stories and podcasts before showing how Customs would seize a shipment, for example, of illegal suppressors / silencers, as people call them, shipped from China to the United States, or drop in full auto sears or, you know, firearms drop in upgrade kits that would turn rifles into full auto rifles, which are obviously illegal. But those are being intercepted, being shipped into the United States by China. In fact, in large quantities, by the way, very large quantities. So yeah, China has been pumping weapons into the continental United States for a long time, and those have been staged. And what J.R. Nyquist told me in previous interviews is that uniforms were also stored in these facilities that store the weapons and the ammo, but also uniforms, so that these, you know, saboteurs could dress up like sheriff's deputies or police officers or firefighters or, you know, use your imagination, anything, a county inspector, whatever, you know, electric grid worker. So if you're wondering how they could gain access to certain pieces of property in order to sabotage the power grid, I mean, number one, rifle fire can go a long way. So they don't even have to be on the property necessarily. They could just be adjacent to it. But secondly, they could gain access using a combination of hacking or social engineering or, you know, disguises, costumes, uniforms, all kinds of things. So that may be the explanation. I don't know yet. We can't be certain yet. But if that's what's happening, it would indicate that China is ramping up its planned attack on the continental United States. So let's hope it's not that. Let's hope it's just the FBI doing it or just some rogue group. I mean, for all we know, this could be Antifa or something, right? Just to blame it on conservatives. It's I don't think conservatives do this kind of thing. And if they drag some guy out of the bushes on this, trust me, it's going to be an MK Ultra type of person driving a van with like InfoWars bumper stickers on the side and everything, obviously all made up. And they'll have a laptop. We found the laptop in the browser history. Will be, they've been listening to Alex Jones and following Donald Trump and Roger Stone and whatever. It's all going to be made up. Because remember that almost all terrorism that happens in the United States is planned and carried out by the government itself. This is true in Germany. They just arrested a bunch of people in Germany who they claim were trying to overthrow the government. And one of the people they arrested was a 71-year-old man. Like, what? Is he going to take over the country with a cane, like a walking stick? I mean, is this the geriatric insurrection? I mean, give me a break. It's all made up. It's all made up. But they have to have a narrative to keep their emergency powers in place. That's what this is all about. And by the way, I think the most likely culprit of this is the FBI, as I said, or some other, you know, deep state group that's been recruited to do this. But if you're wondering why would they do that, I think it's ramping up a cover story for a much larger cyber attack on the power grid and the financial infrastructure. So remember that the financial reset is not that far off. We see a lot of signs that China, you know, talked about yesterday, they bought 300 tons of gold in the last quarter. We've seen a lot of other countries join BRICS nations as part of that new world reserve currency effort. I mean, Israel is even involved in certain ways, and Egypt joined, and Saudi Arabia says, you know, we're going to work with China as our primary trading partner, and so on. There's 100 plus nations that are going to be part of that, and they're getting very close to announcing that. When that day comes, the dollar is going to lose value so quickly that the powers that be will have to unleash some kind of, you know, simulated or false flag attack on the power grid or the banking system to claim, oh, that's why everything's closed. It has nothing to do with, you know, the dollar collapsing. It's just, it's a cyber attack, they'll say, from Russia or from North Korea. Yeah, yeah, Kim Jong-un did it, or China did it, or whatever. It'll be a cover story. And maybe this is the warm-up round for that. Now, I understand this is conjecture. We don't know for sure what this is yet, and I admit that. I'm giving you possible scenarios and explanations, but we don't have enough data points to know for sure. So I would say, keep your eyes on this. Watch what happens. Watch if this continues to ramp up. And then see if they produce somebody who's arrested for this. And see how fake that is. That's going to be hilarious. In the meantime, make sure that you can function without power, obviously. So this can be a chance to practice your off-grid survival skills, you know, cooking without power, you know, running your operation, charging your devices without power. This is when it would be a good idea to have, you know, solar generators and the things I talk about from time to time from some of our sponsors. You know, it'd be a great idea to be ready for off-grid scenarios because apparently the grid is under increased attack. All right, the third big story today is that Nigeria is limiting cash withdrawals from ATMs to about $45 per day. And they're doing that in order to force their population to use their digital currency system, which is called the e-Naira, or e-Naira, I guess you would say. So this is a test case of the central bank digital currency, CBDC, rollout. And they did it in Nigeria, which, you know, is the largest, I believe it's the highest population. Yeah, it is. It's got to be the highest population country in Africa. In fact, Nigeria is on track to be one of the most populous countries in the world in the next few decades, by the way, even exceeding India and China, if you can believe that. You know, it's on track to that. It hasn't reached it yet. But Nigeria is a very large country. So the government wants everybody to use the CBDC so that the government can track everybody. Because people were using a lot of cryptocurrency because they didn't trust the government. They didn't want to pay all the taxes and be subject to all the confiscation and the bank freezes and everything else. A lot of corruption, obviously, in Nigeria. You probably received some Nigerian email scam attempts as well, so you know what we're talking about. A lot of corruption there. So residents were using Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. So the government wanted to push everybody into the e-Naira. And that's why they're limiting ATM cash withdrawals now, to try to basically make it impossible for people to use as much cash as they used to. The reason this is important to watch, well, two reasons. Number one, note that the people of Nigeria are resisting the CBDC. They don't want to use the government digital wallet. Almost nobody there is using it. And why would they want to use it? Why would you want to be surveilled and limited and controlled through a, you know, government-run digital wallet system where they can spy on you and all your transactions? Even people in Nigeria, like, we don't want this. This is crazy. So they're not using it. Secondly, if they can do this to the people of Nigeria, they can do it to you and I. And they're going to try that. So this kind of tactic will be unleashed against Western populations, including in Western Europe, as well as the US and Canada and so on, Australia, New Zealand, you know. And what it means is that your cash in the bank is not your cash in the bank. And we've covered this before, but the minute you deposit something in the bank, that money ceases to be your property. It's the bank's property in that moment, legally. You simply become a creditor of the bank. The bank owes you that money, but it's not your money. It's the bank's money. And then when the bank is ordered by the government to limit withdrawals or to freeze accounts or to freeze the whole system, they will do so. They will comply immediately, and they don't have to warn you. So money in the bank can vanish overnight, instantly, because of a government decree. Or they can limit how much you are able to get out. You might have $100,000 in the bank, and they can say, well, okay, it's still your money, wink, wink, but you're only allowed to take out $500 a month. So yeah, you know, 200 months later, you'll get all your money out if it's worth anything by then. You know, it'll be worth zero because of the inflation. But understand that money in the bank can be made worthless instantly. And in fact, a day is coming when it will be made worthless in my analysis. So this is why a lot of people prefer things that they control, things in their possession, things I've talked about, you know, gold and silver and land and ammunition, firearms, vehicles, all these things, hard assets that you control. And you don't have to rely on a counterparty to honor their commitment to give you back what they owe you. You know, when you hand over money to the bank, you're trusting that they're going to make good on their part of the bargain, which is to give it back to you when you want it. So, oh, I'm back, ready for my money now. And then they say things like, well, now, that's a lot of money you're asking for. And you say, but it's mine. And they say, well, we still need to ask some security questions, right? That's the key. Security questions, like, it's my money, just give me my money. We can't do that. There might be fraud involved. They start asking, well, where did you get this money, right? Well, you didn't ask me that when I deposited it, right? They only ask it when you want it back. Well, where did you get it? Or some banks ask a lot of questions like, why do you need this money? Well, it's none of your damn business why I need the money. Maybe I'm buying a trailer or so, whatever, you know. But they ask, well, what are you doing with the money? Where did you get it? What do you want with it? It's like, what are you, the money police? And the answer is, yes, they are. They're the money police. So no wonder people increasingly despise banks, because banks are nosy. And banks don't really want to give you your money back. You can sense it every day. Have you noticed your ATM cash withdrawal limit being lowered in the last year or so? It's happened to a lot of people. Now, personally, I never use ATMs. I absolutely never use ATMs. I can't even think it. Maybe 15 years ago or something, I used one time. I don't use ATMs. But a lot of people do. They use them frequently. And the daily withdrawal limits have been drastically reduced for a lot of people. Why is that? Why is that happening? Because they want you to have access to less and less of your own cash. You can see where this is going. Before long, there's going to be a bank holiday, a forced freeze, and then you won't have access to your cash. And then there'll be a reset. And then, whoa, what's going on here? And then they'll say, well, your money's safe as long as you use the digital wallet that we just introduced. Yeah, it's the Fed bucks or whatever. DigiFedCoin. Like fed up. Fed up with your coins and bucks. That's what it's more like. Anyway, they're going to use every trick in the book to try to force you into their digital wallet system. And to the extent that you have assets outside the system, i.e., you know, gold and silver, for example, then you don't have to be forced into the funnel or the corral that they're trying to force you into. So keep that in mind. All right, moving on to other news. Laura Loomer was unbanned on Twitter. So that's awesome. Good job, Laura. Can't wait to see what she starts tweeting. She's a real fighter for America there in Florida. And so that's thumbs up to Elon Musk for getting that done. Elon Musk is an interesting character, right? On any given day, he could do something really awesome, positive, or on another day, like something totally crazy wacko, right? It could be, who knows? But hey, on this day, he did something really positive and he unbanned Laura Loomer, or his staff did. And it seems like there are a few prominent people being unbanned each day. It's taking a lot of time. I haven't been unbanned yet. My account there is at Health Ranger, as you might have guessed. And it's still banned. It says I violated some terms of service many years ago. I'm like, what are you talking about? They just make it up, obviously. And I notice how these platforms always do that. If you have conservative type of speech of any kind, or if you were pro-Trump at all, if you don't use your account, they can knock you off by saying, the account's been abandoned. But if you use it a lot, then they say, oh, it's spam. It's spam. You were spamming. No, we weren't spamming. We're just talking, just tweeting. Oh, it's spam when you do it. Right? So they just make up whatever excuse all the time, obviously. In other news, Hertz, the car rental company, has been ordered to pay $168 million to settle multiple lawsuits where the company called the police on their own customers, reporting that customer rental cars had been stolen when they had not. They had simply been, rented. And some of these people were pulled over and arrested at gunpoint and jailed and charged with auto theft. They were thrown in prison. And Hertz, the company, in some cases, refused to even cooperate to try to clear the charges. Makes you wonder how crazy their back office is, right? What's wrong with their database? And their employees apparently have no idea where their cars are. According to Zero Hedge, Hertz files over 3,000 police reports annually accusing their own customers of stealing their cars. Now, I would imagine from time to time somebody does steal a car. But seems like a lot of the time their customers just renting the cars that get reported as thefts. So one of the principals of the company named Stephen Scher, who just joined it in February of this year, he says, my intention is to lead a company that puts the customer first. Yeah, I think he means that puts the customer first into prison. So if you rent from Hertz, make sure you also set aside some bail money and have your criminal defense attorney on speed dial, because you might need that. What's even more shocking about this, by the way, is that in some cases, the customer actually returned the cars to Hertz, and then Hertz failed to record that the car had been returned, so they called the police and reported the car stolen and had their own customers arrested. So that's customer service right there, isn't it? That's really great customer service. Yeah. We're so good, we'll send police to your home to arrest you at gunpoint and charge you with stealing cars that you returned. I mean, yeah, no wonder the plaintiffs were asking for compensation for mental anguish, because when you rent from this company, it hurts. But speaking of crazy land having to do with automobiles, check this out. Ford, which has this EV F-150 that we've joked about before, they've got new winter advice for their own customers of how to make your EV F-150 actually work in winter. And according to an article in the Western Journal, essentially their advice is to avoid using the heater when it's really cold. All right, so this is once again awesome advice about electric vehicles. Remember, was it Switzerland that said they're going to ban the use of electric vehicles when the power grid was strained? You know, like when you really need to get out of Dodge, you're not allowed to use your electric vehicle, you know, because it uses power. Well, Ford basically says, don't use the heater if it's cold outside. Well, when else would we use the heater? We don't want to use the heater in the summer. Well, I mean, isn't the heater designed to be used on cold days? You would think. But they say, you know, you have to protect the battery, so you should really only use the heated seats and the heated steering wheel. Like, that's your heater. What are you supposed to heat up the steering wheel to 200 degrees and just grab onto it and hope the rest of your body warms up because your hands are frying? Is that it? This is unreal. This is what's great about, you know, combustion engine vehicles is, well, they produce heat. So the heat is cost-free, the extra heat. It's just a bonus, right? Produces heat. In fact, most of the time, you're trying to get rid of the heat, especially in the summer. But with electric vehicles, there's not a lot of excess heat because nothing is combusting. So they have to use the actual battery power to generate the heat. And there's just not enough battery power to do much. So you could either sit in your truck and have heat, or you could drive it somewhere and actually use it for transportation, but not both. Not both. It's either a heater or it's kind of a truck, not a truck that could tow anything for very far, by the way, but a truck that could maybe get you to the grocery store and back, but only if you don't use the heat. That's amazing. I'm wondering, are there any other surprise bad news announcements that we need to know about when considering whether or not to purchase electric vehicles? Because we keep getting all these crazy pieces of bad news like, oh, did you know it doesn't really tow anything? Or another week, oh, did you know eventually you have to replace the entire battery pack? And that's $25,000. Yeah. No, we didn't know that. Nobody told us at the dealer. Oh, yeah. And by the way, you can't use the heater when it's cold. Not that you'd want to or anything, but in case you wanted to be warm in this truck, that's not an option. It makes you wonder what's next. You know, 2 weeks down the road, they'll have an announcement. Hey, it's Ford. Forgot to tell you, the wheels fall off. Yeah. As soon as you get it off the dealer parking lot, the wheels fall off. Or the bed automatically disconnects, you know, when you have something in it. When you're on the highway, the bed disconnects. Yeah. I mean, crazy stuff like that. Now, that's satire, obviously. But the way this is going, we may get something similarly crazy from Ford in the months ahead. But who's buying an electric pickup truck? Seriously, if you buy a truck, you probably want to haul something or tow something. And the electric configuration doesn't work for that, really, at all. So if you're going to buy an electric vehicle, it should be just getting around town kind of car to go get yourself a Starbucks, park in a grocery store, buy a bagel or whatever you're into, and that's it. If you want a truck, you got to get a truck that's got a real engine in it, you know? A real combustion engine, and the heat is free. All right, in the finance sector here, check out this headline from Yahoo Money. 270,000 home buyers who bought their homes in 2022 are underwater on their mortgage because the house is now worth less than what they still owe on the house. Yeah. That's from an analysis by a firm called Black Knight Inc., which also found that nearly 40% of homes bought this year have less than 10% of equity left to tap. Why? Well, home prices are falling. So a lot of people bought during the peak. Remember, over the last few years, it was almost impossible, it seems, to buy a home, and you had to overbid and outbid all the other buyers and pay way more than the home was worth, you know, just to get it. And then now home prices are falling and it's not worth what people paid for it. There's a lot of home buyer remorse, but you can't sell now because interest rates are too high. So there's a lot of people underwater on this, and there's going to be a reckoning here. There's going to be a, well, kind of like another 2008 scenario, frankly, a mortgage collapse where a lot of people just going to walk away from their homes and there will be a lot of bank repossessions and so on. Yeah, it's coming again. It's almost here. The same thing with used vehicles like we talked about yesterday. A lot of people got into vehicles that they could not afford, or they found out things like, oh, the wheels fall off after you use it and you can't use the heater because they bought an electric vehicle. Boy, there's a lot of remorse there. Imagine if you overpaid for your house and you overpaid for your truck and you found out your truck doesn't tow anything and you can't use the heater. It'd be like, my God, what's gone wrong in the world? But there are people in that scenario. Seriously. Now, here's a story we covered on Natural News. Don't shed on me. The COVID vaccinated are a health threat to the unvaccinated, warns Dr. Peter McCullough. So Dr. Peter McCullough was in an interview with Action Canada, and he talked about how vaccinated people pose a risk to the unvaccinated because you have essentially secondhand spike protein, kind of like secondhand smoke, where if you're around a smoker and you're breathing that in, you're getting some secondhand smoke. Now, it's not as bad as being the smoker, let's say, because you're not taking long draws on cigarettes directly, but you're still getting secondhand smoke, and it can affect you. So secondhand spike protein can affect you as well, and I'm convinced that this has been happening since the very beginning of this, because I know that a lot of vaccinated people have made unvaccinated people sick. I've seen it myself, and it's because of shedding. So Dr. McCullough is confirming this, and it underscores the importance of having nutritional defenses and maybe not hanging around with recently boosted, recently vaccinated people. Well, spike protein factories. That's what they are, you know, walking spike protein factories. But then they think you're the danger because you're not vaccinated, which is just bonkers. It's, I don't know. What do you say to these people? I mean, obviously, at some point you don't say much at all because they're dead. So many of them have died from this. It's pretty sick. Now, there's some other financial news that's huge that I have to mention here. This was reported by CNBC. Biden releasing nearly $36 billion to aid pensions of union workers. Now, I don't know why they use the word releasing. Basically, Biden is, you know, printing money and using it now to shore up a failing pension that provides retirement income for 350,000 Teamster workers and Teamster retirees across America. This money came from the American Rescue Plan, a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package that was signed in 2021. Well, you might wonder, what does the Teamsters pension have to do with coronavirus? Well, nothing, but they're just using the money to pay back the unions and more money laundering to the unions that support Democrats, you see. But this is the beginning of a trend. The pensions are going broke all across America. In fact, you've heard me predict this many times, that the state pensions, city pensions, and federal pensions are all on the verge of bankruptcy, especially in states like Illinois, which are just financially insolvent. You know, just Chicago, forget it. But look at California, look at New York, and so on, the Democrat-run areas, their pensions are not sustainable. They've got too many people retiring who earned very high salaries, relatively speaking, and the pension funds just do not exist to pay them the benefits that they were promised. So the federal government is going to print money and flood it into the pension systems. Now, do you recall my podcast the other day where I was talking about the slave reparations in California? I said the slave reparations have nothing to do with slavery or even reparations. This is a cover story for a fiscal stimulus action to try to prop up the zombie economy. In essence, the federal government, with the Treasury and the central bank, is trying to figure out every clever way possible to keep hitting the zombie economy with more adrenaline, just to keep it going a little bit longer. They're just trying to come up with creative ways. How do we stimulate more money into this zombie system? Well, that's what this pension bailout is as well. See, if they didn't bail out the pension fund here, the Teamsters fund, with $36 billion, it would have meant that the retirees would receive less money in their checks. And that would have the effect of further reducing consumer spending on, you know, everything, food, consumer goods, cars, whatever, even electric cars. But with the stimulus money, they're able to prop up the economy a little bit longer and have that zombie stimulus. So you're going to see a lot more of this. Bailouts of pensions, bailouts that are called reparations. You're going to have more stimulus money because there's going to be another pandemic. And my prediction is you're even going to start having IRS refunds of federal taxes that individual people have paid to the government. They're going to start reversing that to shove more money back into the hands of consumers to try to, again, prop up the zombie economy. And these are the last desperate ploys of an empire that is collapsing. There's no other way to say it. This empire is collapsing. The economy is a financial wreck. People aren't working at nearly the pace they used to. People aren't spending at nearly the pace they used to. And the layoffs that are coming in 2023 are going to be just epic. It's going to be, well, I don't know. I can make up a lot of adjectives, catastrophic, whatever. But throughout 2023, millions of Americans will lose their jobs. Millions. And the only way for the Biden regime to continue to run the theater that pretends everything's okay is to just start, helicopter dropping money all over the country through these kinds of programs, bailouts, and reparations, refunds on taxes, all these things. That's what you're going to see. It's just helicopter money in different forms. That's all it is. And this is the last gasp of a collapsing empire. This is going to lead to, of course, hyperinflation and the collapse of the currency. That's where this is going. There's no question about it whatsoever. That's where this ends. So once again, what do you want to have when that day comes? You want to have gold and silver. You want to own your house and own a piece of land and all these things that I talk about repeatedly, almost to the point of sounding like a broken record on that point. But the fundamentals never change, see? So my message isn't going to change. It's going to be the same every day because the principles are still the same. And where we're going is still the same. The outcome is still the same. It's the collapse of the dollar. And no, the economy is not good. The stock market is not good, not in reality. It's horrible. What you're watching is illusion. The supply chain is in trouble. Inflation, especially food inflation, continues to get worse. Logistics and transportation is in real trouble. Barges, trucks, boats, all of it. Things are not good. And the layoffs are coming. Big layoffs right after the first of the year. Watch it. In January, you're going to see layoffs galore. And then right on time, used car prices collapse the most on record. That is a headline from Zero Hedge. Cox Automotive has reported this in the Manheim Used Vehicle Value Index, which tracks auction prices of used cars. And they found that used car prices have plunged 14.2% from a year ago. 14% in 1 year. What'd I tell you? Here we are. And it's going to go a lot lower, by the way. The index fell to 199.4 last month. Let's see. It's down 15% from the peak in January, but it's still 58% higher since the start of the pandemic. So used car prices are falling, but they're still higher than what they were pre-2020, basically. So in other words, they have a lot more to fall. And as you know, I'm waiting for repossessed vehicles because I'm going to buy a used vehicle as soon as somebody can't afford it and it gets repossessed. I'm waiting in line for that to happen. It's just a matter of time. And if there's a vehicle that you want, hopefully not the Ford EV F-150, then just talk to your local car dealers and tell them, yeah, you're on the list. Here's what you want. And as soon as one gets repossessed, to give you a call. They'll do that for you, by the way. They'll do that for you. If you have patience, you can get some great deals. Seriously. All right, last story for today. There's been a scandal in the YouTube space. This famous YouTuber that I wasn't even familiar with, known as the Liver King. Apparently, this is a big muscle-bound guy, long beard, big muscles, didn't own a shirt at all. He never wore a shirt, just wore shorts, and he was totally ripped. And he said that the way he did that was by basically eating a lot of raw liver. And I've heard this from people. People put liver in their smoothies now. They have liver smoothies, which sounds nasty. I mean, I drink green smoothies and orange smoothies and what have you, but it's delicious. It actually tastes good. I'm not grinding up liver in a smoothie and chugging that. Forget it. No. Anyway, turns out this Liver King guy was juicing. And I don't mean like green juice. I mean anabolic steroids, yeah. Some internet sleuths tracked down, some email messages or something where he had admitted that he was using steroids in order to get all pumped up. And when you look at them, you're not surprised that, yeah, that's steroids. Because normal, regular human beings don't look like that. It's somebody using steroids to get on the cover of the magazine or whatever, or to be a popular internet personality. So another case of a fallen king, in this case, the liver king. Turns out drinking all that nasty liver doesn't give you big ass muscles like that. Must be very disappointing to all the people who stomached all that liver. And they were thinking, like, what's wrong? How come my muscles aren't big like that guy? Cause the guy was lying to you. That's why the dude was a fraud. So apparently the guy was making something like $2 million a month on YouTube, which is quite remarkable. That's crazy. And he was talking about raw organ meats and so on, and ended up taking steroids. His apology, by the way, was quite upfront. He said that he lied and he misled a lot of people. And he said that, yes, he's done steroids, and yes, he's on steroids. So at least you got to give the guy credit for coming clean, unlike Sam Bankman-Fried, you know, the FTX guy, who's still out there with his apology tour claiming, like, Sue, there's nothing wrong. I didn't do anything wrong, Sue. I have no respect for that kind of fraudster, but at least Liver King apologized, okay? So yeah, he lied. He was a fraud. He apologized. And I hope that a lot of YouTubers learn another really important lesson in all of this. And you know what that lesson is? There are no shortcuts when it comes to fitness and nutrition. You have to put in the work. You can't just chug raw liver and have, you know, super powerful, hulking, muscle-bound body like that. It doesn't work that way. You got to do the workouts, and you're probably never going to look that way. Never. When I was doing 3 hours a day in the gym years ago, and I loved it, by the way. I really enjoyed it. I would do all kinds of cardio, a lot of jump rope. I would do some acrobatic type of stuff as my warm-up. I would do some capoeira, a little Krav Maga, and then I would get into all the strength training. The more I worked out, the thinner I got. I mean, I could never look like that guy, no matter how much I worked out. It just wasn't my body type. I'm built like a cyclist, actually, or a pole vaulter or something. That's just the way I am. And some people are more stocky and wide, you know, but that wasn't me. And it's probably not you either. And you got to have realistic expectations of what you're going to get results wise. And by the way, who cares what you look like? What matters, in my opinion, is what your health is. You know, are your organs working correctly? Do you have a healthy brain, a healthy heart, a healthy liver? Are you able to sleep well? Is your sex life healthy? Are you able to urinate and have bowel movements that are healthy? Believe it or not, that's super, super critical. This is way more important than showing off your ripped abs, you know? But I know a lot of younger people, they're just into the look of it. They're like, oh, I just want to look ripped, whatever it takes, you know, chug liver. And I think when you get more mature, obviously, like you and I are, you learn that what matters is having quality of life. And it doesn't matter how big your muscles are. What matters is the longevity properties of your internal organs, your neurological system, your cardiovascular system, you know, your endocrine system, your reproductive system, your elimination system, all of this. This is where health is found. And yeah, organ meats can definitely play a role in that. You know, I know some people, they take, what's that company, Standard Process, that does different kinds of desiccated, like, organ glands and things from, I think, New Zealand cattle. And a lot of people get good results from that, but don't go crazy into one area. Like, I'm just going to chug liver smoothies until I'm all buffed. No, it doesn't work that way. By the way, do you remember when Lance Armstrong always claimed that he wasn't using steroids, but he was somehow winning all the cycling competitions? He wasn't doping. He wasn't using any banned substances. He swore up and down. And then he turned out to be a fraud too. Yeah, he was doping the whole time. I don't know if you know this, but I called him out on that before he went public with it. And I remember that specifically. It was many years ago. It might have been 2005, something, or 2004, five, something in that range. Because I remember my staff, when I wrote the article on that, my staff said, are you seriously going to publicly call Lance Armstrong a liar? And I said, yeah, I know the guy's doping. And turned out to be correct about that. But I already had evidence of it anyway. But yeah, I mean, come on. It's not hard to figure this out. Just use common sense. And by the way, if you use anabolic steroids a lot as a man, doesn't it cause your nut sack to shrivel up, I think? Isn't that one of the side effects? And you notice the one part of his body that's always covered was, you know, his crotch, right? Because he was wearing shorts. It's like, look at the chest, look at the shoulders, look at the abs, but don't look in the crotch zone because that's shrinking. I mean, that's my guess. I mean, that's what I've heard about anabolic steroids. One more reason not to use them. Also, the heart attack risks and everything else. And the fact that it's illegal, I believe. But yeah, shrunken nutsack syndrome. Yeah, not a good marketing scheme to be popular on YouTube. Yeah. Yeah, can you imagine some guy saying, follow my channel if you want a shrunken nutsack. Yeah. Like two or three followers is all. Maybe one of them is Brittany Griner. Who knows? Who knows? I'm kidding. Oh, and by the way, the employees at the New York Times have gone on strike for one day, so that will be one day with a lot less fake news in the world. So that's good. That's good. They should go on strike every day. And then there would be, you know, more truth in media. So we encourage the strike at the New York Times. Go for it. All right. There is not an interview today because I have reduced my interview schedule through the rest of December, by the way. I'll still be doing some, but just not as many because I'm working on this Breaking Point documentary. So I'm doing all the transitions and audio and intros and outros for each of the 12 chapters. And we'll have chapter one released here real soon, I'm hoping. I'm hoping before Christmas, maybe even a lot sooner than that. But I'll keep you posted. You're going to love it. It's really great. And that features all these top-notch experts. I mentioned it all yesterday, all the different chapters and so on. So that's coming, and I'm doing a lot of focus there. In terms of the Health Ranger store today, we have organic whey protein powder back in stock. This has been very difficult for us to keep in stock. My own supply has been running low. I was getting very worried. So organic whey protein powder, and the supply chain for this is in a ton of trouble. It's very difficult to source this right now to get quantities. Now, we conduct all the testing, as you know. We do the heavy metals testing, and we do the herbicide testing, and we do the microbiology testing and so on to make sure, you know, it doesn't have the E. coli contamination or salmonella or things like that. So we do all the testing. And this is a clean whey protein, and it's certified organic, available now at healthrangerstore.com. Not sure how long this is going to last, so check it out if you want some. You can also just go to healthrangerstore.com/whey, as in W-H-E-Y, whey. healthrangerstore.com/whey. That's how you get there. All right. And then also, if you're looking for off-grid hardware that we were covering, you know, the power grid problems at the beginning of this, check out our friends at the satellite phone store, sat123.com, because they carry the EcoFlow solar generators or, you know, power storage, power stations, you know, with the built-in charge controllers and the inverters. And they're very effective. They're very good. And everybody should have, I think, some kind of system that works off-grid in case power goes down and you still need to charge flashlights and mobile phones and laptops and small electronic devices. If not, you know, I mean, you can also run some things bigger, like blenders on them, for example. There's different sizes, they have different capacity, different limits. So check them out at sat123.com and just scroll down that page and you'll see the EcoFlow devices that they have available. So thank you for listening today. I really appreciate all your support. And I'll be back with you on Monday. Now, this weekend, I already have two podcast reports scheduled, one to be released tomorrow and the other on Sunday. And we might have additions on top of that. So definitely check my channel on brighttown.com for some weekend updates. And hey, just let's all thank God that we're here. Thank God that we have each other. Thank God that we have this time to continue to get prepared. I feel blessed every day. I feel thankful every day that we still are able to function, because honestly, I thought the system would have fallen apart before now. So the fact that we're still here is just, these are bonus days as far as I'm concerned. So let's all use them wisely. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.